today we're going to learn Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph of Maseches Sukkah, fascinating Amud. We are at the second line from the top of the page on Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph. So we're going to have many stories that are told in various brisos here on Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph. So says the Gemara, Tan Rabban, we have a briso. Ma'aseh Rav Elazar Shabbos beGalil HaElyon. One time Rav Elazar was spending Shabbos in Galil HaElyon. Vishalu shloshim halachos b'Hilchos Sukkah. They asked him 30 halachos in Hilchos Sukkah. 12 Yomer Lehem Shemati. On 12 of them he said, you know, I've heard, I have a tradition on these questions. And Shmona Esrei Yomer Lehem Lo Shemati. And 18 of them he didn't have a tradition on, and therefore he wouldn't respond, because we learned last time that Rav Elazar only said things that he had a tradition on, that he heard from his Rebbeim. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah Omer Chiluf HaDvarim. Shmona Esrei Yomer Lehem Shemati. 12 Yomer Lehem Lo Shemati. That it was just the reverse. He had a tradition on 18, didn't have a tradition on the other 12. So they said, everything you say is only mipia shmua. You won't say anything that you don't have a tradition on. So he responded, his kaktuni lomar davar shalosh mati mipi rabosai. You have now forced my hand and forced me into saying something that I did not hear from my rebbeim, because this is one of my midos, that I don't say something that's not from my rebbeim. Miyamai lo kadamni kad. Kidomani Adam Bebeis HaMedrash. First of all, one of my anhagos is no one ever gets to the Beis HaMedrash before me. I get there very early. V'lo yashanti Beis HaMedrash lo shenas keva v'lo shenas arai. Another anhaga, I never sleep in the Beis HaMedrash, not a shenas keva nor a shenas arai. Also, v'lo inachti Adam Beis HaMedrash v'yatsasi. I never left while someone else was still in the Beis HaMedrash. I'm always the last one out. First in, last out. And a fourth anhaga, v'lo sachti sichas kulin. I don't speak unnecessary speech. Not unnecessary. I don't speak anything that's not a davar shel kedusha. And v'lo amarti davar shel shamati mipi rabbi me'olam. And my fifth anhaga is that I never said anything that I didn't hear from my rebbeim. So main point number one, five hanhagos of Rabbi Eliezer. Five hanhagos of Rabbi Eliezer. First to the Beis Medrash, never sleeps in the Beis Medrash, last out of the Beis Medrash, never says Sichas Chulin, and never says something that he didn't hear from his Rabbi. Amro Laval Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, they said about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Miyam of Lo Sach Sichas Chulin, that in his entire life he never spoke Sichas Chulin, V'lo Halach Arba Amos, B'lo Torah, B'lo Tefillin, and he never walked four Amos without Torah and without Tefillin, V'lo Kidamo Adam Beis HaMedrash, and no one ever got to the Beis Medrash before him, V'lo Yashin Beis HaMedrash Lo Sheinas Keva, V'lo Sheinas Sarai, and he didn't sleep in the Beis HaMedrash at all, V'lo Hirer B'mavuas HaMetunafos, and he didn't think in learning when he was in a dirty place. He never left second to last from the Beis HaMedrash. He was always the last one out. No one ever found him sitting there doing nothing. He was always learning. He was learning audibly. He would be the only one to honor his Talmidim by opening the door for his Talmidim. He never said anything he didn't hear from his Rebbeim. He never said it's time to leave the Beis Medrash chutz me'arve pesachim v'arve yom kippurim, except for on Erev Pesach and Erev Yom Kippur. V'chein oyer Rabbi Elazar Talmid noig acharav, and that's why Rabbi Elazar his Talmud picked up on many of these hanhagos. So we just listed 10 hanhagos of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the 5 that Rabbi Eliezer had, and really 5 more. Tan Rabbanan, Shmonim Talmidim Hayulo Lihilal Azakin. Hilal Azakin had 80 Talmidim. Shloshamayan Ruim Shetishalayim Shechina Kemosh Rabbeinu. 30 of them deserve to have the Ashras Hashechina like Moshe Rabbeinu. Ushloshamayan Ruim Shetamalem Chama Yoshua Ben Nun. 30 of them deserve to have the sun stand in its place like it did for Yoshua Ben Nun. Esrim Beinunim. There are 20 that are Beinunim. Gadol Shabuchulan Yonasan Ben Uziel. Katan Shabuchulan Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. The greatest of them was Yonasan Ben Uziel. The smallest of them was Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. It's interesting that we use that as the expression that they were so great that they deserved to have the sun stand in its place like it did for Yoshua Ben Nun. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that a Navi Sheker should not be trusted even if he makes the sun stand in its place. So it's Machlokas Tanaim over there. Would HaKadosh Baruch Hu ever do that for Navi Sheker? To have him allow the sun to stand in its place for the Navi Sheker, that we have to be told not to listen to him? So one Sheet in Tanaim is, yeah, you just can't prove anything from any sort of mo face that the person makes. The other Sheet in Tanaim, I think it's Rabbi Kiva, says, no, Chas V'Shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would never do that. He would never stop the sun for a Navi Sheker. It must be that we're talking about had a guy who earlier in his career was a Navi Emes, and that's when the sun stood in its place for him, and then later becomes a Navi Sheker, and at that point the sun would no longer stand in its place for him. Anyway, Omra Lava Rabbi Yochanan Zakei Shalei Niach Mikra Mishnah Gemara Halachos Hagadlos Dukdukei Torah Dukdukei Sofrim Kalim V'Chamurim Gzeiros Shavos Tkufos Gematrios Sichas Malchay Shari Sichas Shedim Sichas Tekalim Mishalos Kovsin Mishalos Shualim Davar Gadol V'Davar Katan Davar Gadol Maisim Rekava Davar Katan Havayus Tavay V'Rava Lekai Mashnemer Lahanchila V'Yesho Tzosev V'Malei. That Rabbi Yochanan Zakei, who was the smallest of the Talmidim of Hillel HaZaken, essentially said, knew everything. He knew Mikra, he knew Mishnah, he knew Gemara, he knew Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, he knew how to darshan every extra letter in the Torah to be marbim ma'at, he knew the gzeros l'chamur gozer to be mafresh a person from Avera, he knew things that are derived from Kal V'Chomer and Gzeros Shava, he knew the cheshbonos of how to calculate the movements of the sun and the moon and the calendar, he knew gematrios, things that are derived from a gematria, he knew the conversations of the Malachi Asharis and the Shadim, and even the palm trees, and he knew every mushel relating to Kovsin and to Shualim, which are apparently, Shualim are foxes, Kovsin are launderers, apparently those are two common things that Chacham make Mishalim about. He knew everything big or small, big meaning the Maisim Rekava, small meaning the conversations between Abaye and Rava, and that was, he was the fulfillment of Lahanchilo Avayesh Votzerseim Amalei, that Hashem fills up their warehouses with all the other chachmos that they need to help them understand the Torah. So I asked the Gemara of Chimi Achar Shekatan Shabakulan Kach, Godel Shabakulan Lachas Kama Vakama. If that was the smallest of the Talmidim of Hillel HaZaken, can you imagine what the greatest of the Talmidim was? So Amar Lav Al Yonasan Ben Azil, B'Shashi Yoshev El Supa Torah, Kalov Shul Pereach Alav Miad Nisraf. That when Yonasan Ben Azil would sit and learn Torah, any bird that would fly overhead would immediately get burnt up. And Rashi explains, because the Malachim would come and listen to his Torah, so any bird would run into the Malachim, would fly into the Malachim, and would immediately get burnt up from the Eish of the Malachim. That's how great Rabbi Yonasan Ben Uziel was. Rav Shechter, when we learned this Gemara, told us that, you know, he started to cry, and he said, you boys have no idea what it means to feel that the Malachim are coming to listen to the Shir. But that's what we felt like every day in Rav Soloveitchik's Shir, that when we were sitting and listening to his Torah, it's as if the Malachim were joining us each and every day. So main point over here, there were Hillel HaZaken had 80 Talmidim, Rabbi Yochanan Zakei was the smallest, but he knew everything, and Rabbi Yonasan Ben Azil was the greatest, and he made birds burn when they flew overhead. Says the Mishnah, Misha Yerosh of Ruba B'Sukkah V'Shulchano B'Sukkah Bayis. Let's say a person's body is in the Sukkah, but his table is in the house. Bishamai says that's possible, you're not Yotzei the Mitzvah of Sukkah, because the Chacham were afraid that you're going to end up where your table is and you're going to leave the Sukkah. So they made a gzeira that you cannot be Yotzei the Mitzvah that way. Oh, Beis Hillel Makshirim, but the Beis Hillel said, yes, you can. Amr lehem Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. So the Beis Hillel said to Beis Shammai, Lo kachal yamais v'sholch l'zikne Beis Shammai v'zikne Beis Hillel v'akras Rabbi Yochanan Acharonis u'metzu usha yoshev rosh v'ru v'sukkah v'shulchan v'sukkah v'ayis. Didn't the story happen once that the Zakenim from both the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel visited Rabbi Yochanan ben Acharonis, and this is exactly the way he was sitting, v'lo amr lo davar, and no one said a word to him. So don't you see that it's not a problem? Amr lehem Beis Shammai. So the Beis Shammai said to the Beis Hillel, Misham Raya, you want to bring a raya from that Maisa? Afheim Amrlo, and can he say no? Lo kiamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha. No, they told him that you missed the end of the story. The end of the story was that they told him that if this is what you were doing, then you were never mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah. Nashima, vadim ktana peturim in a sukkah. Women, servants, and children are apart from sukkah. Katan sheino tzarich liimo chayev b'sukkah. But a child who is old enough that he no longer requires his mother's help, and we'll have to define what that means, is chayev in sukkah. Maisa v'yolda kalosu shalshamei hazakin u'pichesa sama'ziva v'sikei chalgabi amita b'shul hakatan. One time, Shamei Hazaken's daughter-in-law had a baby, and they took out the roof from under the baby's crib, and they put schach over it so that the baby, even while sleeping in his crib, is already in sukkah, already at such a young age. So essentially our Mishnah teaches us two halachos. Here's the main point. Number one, that if your body's in the sukkah, your table's in the house, Bishamay holds pasul, Bishil holds kosher. And number two, that Nashim Avadim Ketanim are apart from sukkah, even though the Mishnah then goes on to say that older Ketanim are chayiv, and that by Shammai's house, even the youngest of Ketanim sat in Sukkah. It's interesting, the line that Imkein Asisa lo kiyamta mitzvah Sukkah miyamecha, that the tradition of the Beis Shammai was that they told Rabbi Yochanan Acharanis that if this is what you did, you were never mekayem the mitzvah of Sukkah, the Rishonim are bothered. What does that mean? On a Daraisa level, everyone agrees that you yotzei in this way. So what do you mean you were never mekayem the mitzvah of Sukkah? Midaraisa, you certainly are. So it's machlokas Rishonim. Some Rishonim say, no, it means that you're not even mekayim the mitzvah, midaraisa, that the Chum have the ability to make a din d'rabbanan where they're going to say that you have to do the din d'raisa the way we say it should be done, and if you don't do it the way we say it should be done, you're not even mekayim the mitzvah, midaraisa. So says Gemara, minani mili. How do I know that nashim avadim ketanim are patur from sukkah? The Tanur Rabbanan, because the Braisa teaches us as follows. Pasuk says, kol ezrach b'Yisrael yeshu pasupos. So we darshin ezrach ze ezrach. Ezrach means everybody. Ha ezrach, the extra hey, which implies only specific members of ezrach, lahotias anashim, excludes women. Kol, the rabbi says a ketanim, but then kol includes ketanim, that they're also chayiv in sukkah. So Amar Mar, what did we just say? Ha ezrach lo tias anashim, that ha ezrach excludes women. L'meimah de ezrach bein nashim bein gavri mashma. That implies that the word ezrach alone would have implied men and women. Va'tanya, but don't we have a brisa that says the opposite with regard to Yom HaKippurim? Because when it comes to Yom Kippur, the Torah tells us ta'anu es nafshosechem v'chol melach lo sasu ha ezrach v'hager, and we darshin ha ezrach. The rabbi says, "Anashim ezrachi shechayavos beinui," to teach us that women are chayiv in inui. So the extra hey includes women. Alma ezrach gavri mashma. Sounds like the word ezrach without the extra hey would imply only men and not women. So it's a stira by sukkah. The extra hey excludes women because ezrach would include women. By Yom Kippur, the extra hey includes women because ezrach alone would exclude women. So Gemara answers, Amar Rabba, Hilchasaninu, Vasmachin Rabba Nakrai. Now all of these things are Alach L'Moshe Misinai. Both of these drashos are not real drashos. These are just asmachtas to remember. So it says Gemara, Hey Krav, Hey Hilchasa. What does Ezrach really mean? Meaning, but you know, at the end of the day, what would be the din from the pasuk, and what would be the din that you cannot learn from the pasuk that needs Alach L'Moshe Misinai? Visu Kra Lamali. And furthermore, why do I need a pasuk at all? Hilchasa Lamali. And why do I need Alach L'Moshe Misinai? I shouldn't need either one to teach these two dinim, because Hasukah mitzvah shazman grama, Mekal mitzvah shazman grama nashim pturos. I don't need a pasuk, I don't need a Alach L'Moshe Misinai. Of course women are pater from Sukkah. Sukkah is a mitzvah shazman grama. And Yom HaKippurim mid Rav Yudom Amar Rav Nafka Dam Rav Yudom Rav V'chein Tam Dever Rav Shmuel Amar Kra Ish O Isha Women are always chayiv in every lo sase in the Torah. Why would I ever think otherwise? So Amar Abayi Liolam Sukkah Hilchasa. Abayi says, really, the sukkah is the halach l'moshe misinai. The word ezrach would imply anashim alone, and the hay would come to include. So it should have been, the hay should have included women as well. Halacha L'Moshe Misinai patters women and tells us not to use the hay to include women. Aye, what about the fact that it's Mitzvah Shazman Grama? Why do I need any of this? V'istrich, I do need a drush over here, because Sal Kadai Techamina Teshvu Kein Taduru. I might have thought that we should make the drush of Teshvu Kein Taduru. We do make the drush of Teshvu Kein Taduru, but I might think to apply it in an extreme way, in the following way, that Madira Ish V'Ishto Avsuka Ish V'Ishto, that just like when you live in your house, it's together with your wife. So I might have thought that sukkah must be together with your wife, and therefore women have to be in sukkah. Kamash Mulan therefore it tells us, no, we don't take Teshu Kain to do it that far. Women do not have to be in sukkah. Rava Amar, Rava gives another answer. Itzrich, we need the Halach L'Moshe Misinai to exempt women from sukkah, because Sal Katayit Chamin Yolv Chamisha Asr Chamisha Asr Michag Amatzos Mala La Nashim Chayavos Afkan Nashim Chayavos. I might have thought that we should link it to the mitzvah of matzah, that just like by the mitzvah of matzah women are chayiv, so by the mitzvah of sukkah I might have thought to include women as well. Kam Mashmalan. That's why I need the Halacha Moshe Sinai to tell me not to use the Gezerah Shava. So last main point over here on Chav Ches Amud Aleph, going over to Amud Beis, we have a drasha in Halacha Moshe Sinai to teach that women are pater from Sukkah and Chayiv in Inoy on Yom HaKippurim. And then I guess main point number one on Chav Ches Amud Beis, two reasons why we would have assumed women are chayiv in Sukkah, even though it's Mitzvah Shazman Grama, either because Teshuva came to Duru, or because the link to Chag HaMatzos, the Gezer Shavah to Chag HaMatzos. Okay, B'ezhem, next time we'll pick up with V'hashta da'amrit Sukkah.